number one influence on how farmers are doing?
The weather.
So usually when we talk weather and we talk about the forecast and things to come and what's going to happen, but here's a guy who all of his weather data is 100% accurate because he collects weather data that has happened. University of Minnesota Assistant Climatologist Pete Boulay. Hello, Pete.
Hi, Mick. How's it going?
I'm pretty good. How does it feel to be a weather person who's 100% accurate?
Well, that's why in our office our windows face to the east, so I can always see what's already happened.
Very good. Hey, wanted to share with you that there are three locations at the North Dakota Ag Weather Network that have dew point temperatures right now of 80 degrees.
I did see that. Yes, absolutely. Even there's a 79 in Fauston right now, too, so certainly getting juicy out there.
For sure. And that's probably what is affecting livestock the most. You know, even Grandma said it's not the heat, it's the humidity. So is the ability to handle the heat here in the tri-state area, is it all pretty much based on the dew point?
Lots of it, yes. You know, obviously air temperature has a role in it. But right now, you know, there isn't a lot of really high temperatures out there. There's been some low clouds hanging around that's keeping the high temperatures down a little bit, but the moisture's definitely there, and that's probably the biggest factor is dew points in middle to upper 70s, and it's very hard to cool off when they get up that high.
Man, live. And, I'm very glad for these clouds that lingered around in parts of southeastern North Dakota, west central Minnesota for a while. They've pretty much all gone now, and our temperature rocketing up. But out there in Pierre and Phillip and Shadron, Nebraska, 103, 104 degrees. Boy, that's dangerous heat.
Absolutely, yep. When those heat indexes get well over 100, that's when you got to be careful. And what's dangerous about this kind of heat is when the overnight temperatures don't cool off, so people and animals, too, don't get that chance to cool off with some cooler temperatures overnight. So if they stay up overnight, you kind of start out in the hole the next day. So tomorrow will probably be one of the worst days.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, thanks for that heads up. Pete, is this the hottest, one of the hottest stretches we've had in the last, since when?
Well, you know, we had a really pleasant summer last summer. We had very few 90s and very few episodes like today. So this summer is a little bit different. You don't have to go too far back, though, to find kind of a heat event that beats this one. Just in 2012 on this day in Fargo, we had 100 degrees. So you don't have to go too far back in time. In 2011, July 19, 2011, is probably the one that most of us remember. That's when Moorhead had a heat index of 130 with some terrain around there that was well irrigated with rainfall that happened and some actively transpiring plants, too.
That was, and that's the record for the U.S., isn't it?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I was doing a little look at that, and I have a student worker here, and he was helping me out, Lucas, and he found that in Appleton, Wisconsin, they actually had a heat index of 148 with 101 degrees over a dew point of 90. Now, there could be some debate whether or not that sensor was operating correctly, or there could have been something nearby that artificially boosted that up a bit, but that might break Moorhead. It's very difficult. Like in what happened in Moorhead back in 2011, if you go nearby in Fargo, the highest heat index they had there was 116. So you didn't have to go too far where it wasn't quite as bad. So local influences could matter quite a bit there.
Could have, but your North Dakota peer, Daryl Richeson, and I'll quote,
okay,
ignoring the sensors is treading on dangerous territory.
That's right. That's right. The sensors, you know, they could be, how do they put it in the weather service, accurate, but maybe not representative.
Okay. All right. So tomorrow could be even tougher than today in the eastern Dakotas or all across the Dakotas?
Well, there's going to be a kind of a cool front working its way around eventually here, so that'll kind of help things out a bit. But, you know, if you look at the National Weather Service, what is their, the outlook, how long is the heat advisories going? You know, for Fargo, basically, they keep it going, just for this afternoon. Looks like tomorrow, you know, high of 92, so it'll be still be pretty warm, but the excessive heat warning will expire, you know, at about 9 p.m. or so. So maybe it won't be quite as bad around Fargo. If you go to the farther to the east into Minnesota, it'll linger longer.
Wow. Well, this is kind of now. What is the reason for all of this, from a climatologist's point of view? I'm asking you to do a meteorologist's job, but it didn't happen all of a sudden, did it?
Yeah. Well, this is very typical of a heat wave, and this time of year in summer, large area of high pressure is over the eastern half of the United States, and when this happens, the circulation around that high pressure is clockwise, and it brings up warm and muggy air from the south, coming over Iowa and coming over Minnesota, and bringing up that heat as well. Luckily for us, this is not a long-term pattern. It's supposed to move on out, and we'll have some modifying air coming in into the entire upper Midwest. So luckily, this is just going to last a few days. I just looked at some records, like down here in the Twin Cities. You'd have to go 90 degrees or greater at least 8 days in a row to make the top 10. So this one might down here at least last only like 3 days. In Fargo, looks like just maybe 3 days, two of 90-degree temperatures, maybe four, depending on how the forecast pans out.
And again, stepping back and looking at the big picture, further south, you go into Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, eastern Kansas. They're going to have it for through the weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, we're kind of fortunate living the farther north we live, the closer we are to that cool Canadian air. And so the folks that will receive the relief first is up in North Dakota, slowly working its way across Minnesota and then eventually farther south. But, if you go farther south into Iowa, the whole entire state is under excessive heat warning right through Saturday. So definitely lasting longer as you go south.
All right. From a climatologist's perspective, the El Niño-La Niña transition is it obviously a little late because everybody was predicting last January, or many were predicting last January, February, that we were going to go La Niña sometime after the 4th of July and things are going to be hot and dry. But what's happening there?
Well, what really matters the most is what will we be in this winter?
Yeah.
And let's just assume we'll be in a La Niña. If that happens, the tendency is, of course, what you might remember from years past, is a better chance to having cooler than normal temperatures. And in North Dakota, especially northwest Minnesota, better chance of wetter winters, too. So cooler and wetter, and that usually translates to more snow.
Cold and snowy.
Yep, but we'll see. A lot can happen between now and then, and that's if La Niña develops as they were forecasting.
The cooling of the sea surface out there in the Pacific has, slowed down a little bit?
That's what I've heard. It's still on track, but, El Niño La Niña doesn't affect us as much in the summer here. So, if it still develops, we'll have to wait and see, I guess, how it'll pan out later this fall and into the winter.
Let's hope it affects us this fall in the form of a warmer than normal, drier than, I'll even give a little on the temperature, as long as it's drier than normal through harvest.
Yeah, that would be best case scenario. Kind of limit these episodes of 90-degree days a little bit, lessen the stress would be good. It's hard to top last year, but it would be nice to have some of that kind of weather return for us to give us an optimum growing season would be nice.
Pretty close. Although I don't want to return. I remember 3 days in August of 2015 where we had highs in the 50s in the Dakotas.
Okay, so it can't get a little too cold.
Yeah.
What? Can go the other way, too. We do live in a climate that can swing the other way. I think the record low temperature for Fargo, I think it's around 40 for the date, so it can get cold this time of year, too.
Indeed. All right. Assistant Climatologist, State of Minnesota, Pete Boulay. Thank you so much, Pete, for your insight, and just always enjoyed talking about the weather. So
yep.
Thank you very much, and have a great rest of the week, and hope the AC works in the climatology office.
Yes, I'm getting my car worked on today to fix that AC. Wish me luck.
All right. Recharge. Yeah, a couple of pounds of Freon. I bought that yesterday.
Okay, you were smart. I'm a little behind.
Okay. So. All right, thanks a lot, Pete. Talk
Take
to you
care.
Later. Yep, bye now.